Did you eat a lot of paint chips when you were a kid?
With your hosts, Matt Moore and Matt Mastromorrow.
And then Gruesome Doosome!
Gruesome Doosome!
Oh, yeah!
Featuring Massachusetts metal and punk.
All those lyrics about hell, demons, and doom. What if I told you it's all real?
And brutal takes on music, movies, food, sports, and more.
What do any of you know about being brutal?
WMFO Measure.
So the loonies are outside in the real world, and here we are with the keys to the loony bin, boys.
There is not the falling of
And good morning, and welcome to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. I'm one Matt.
Good morning.
The other Matt is also here. We are back for another hour of new local metal. Although that song was not new, nor was it local.
No.
And you'd be like wondering why. Why you guys playing Kitty is the first song. Excuse me. So for those of you who have not heard, we'll start off, I guess, on a somewhat somber tone. But Trish Doan, the on-again, off-again bassist for Kitty, passed away this week. And she, that was the song Everything That Could Have Been from the album Funeral for Yesterday. And that was the only studio album, actually, that she was actually recorded on. She was in the band at other times. Band has had many, many lineup changes, but they are still persevering. Back in, they were one of the bands. They weren't necessarily one of my gateway bands, but back in the... They were contemporaries back in the whole Slipknot...
That sounds like a contemporary band for you. A gateway band for you.
The song Brackish, man. Look it up. Look up the song Brackish. It's unbelievable.
I'll check it
out. It's so good. And, yes. But anyway, so Trish Doan, no official word. Yeah, a lot of statements put out by the band remembering her. A lot of people talking about her. Suffering from depression. There's been no official word. No. And how she passed away, but I think it seems safe to say, based on what everybody said, that you could draw your own conclusion as to what happened.
It sucks. Only like 30, 32, right?
Yeah.
That stinks.
Early 30s. Very talented.
Yeah.
And again, I hate when stuff... It's bad enough that, you know, she's passed away, but then, like, because people... Like, the band Kitty has a stigma, because it's like, oh, people make fun of that. And I hate when, like, when there's a tragedy or whatever, and everybody always has to hedge their... what do you call it? Condolences. It's like, I'm not a Kitty fan, but I'm very...
Oh, okay.
I'm very sorry that this happened. It's just like, why do you have to say that?
I was going
to
say the exact same thing.
Right.
I mean, I'm sorry she's a person. I mean, like, the band is one thing, but, like, a person died, and that sucks.
Is it? Yeah, so it annoys me that when people did that. But anyway, yeah, so that is a tribute going out to Trish Doan.
Yeah.
Former bassist of the band Kitty, and that's why we played you the song Everything That Could Have Been, Funeral for Yesterday.
Yeah.
And now we will transition into, for the rest of the show, including your local metal song. Your black metal song, there it is, of the week, local. And as we do here every morning from 8 to 9 on Saturdays, you can call in here if you'd like. The numbers are 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636, /781-350-3264. And we now have the phone lines open. They weren't in when we first got here. But now you are free to call in, and we will put you on the air if you have any requests.
Difficulties.
We have, like, a bunch of really piping hot... When I say this music is new, it's, like, come out in the last 24 hours.
Very fresh out the oven.
Very exciting stuff.
Bands like
Travel, Amygdala, Disguise the Curse, Funeral Attire, Intoxicated Rage, plus a few songs, if we have time to get to from last week that we did not. And now we're going to, before we get into the music, you know, we'll have our metal history and concert calendar coming up, as well as Brutal Not Brutal. But first, as we like to do sometimes here, we have some wrestling comments.
Yeah, wrestling.
Because, first of all, we were all about the Final Deletion episode.
Yes, we are.
Impact. Back a couple months ago. And now the Hardys' latest thing is they're embarking on the Expedition for the Gold.
Expedition of Gold.
Where they're literally traveling, teleporting around the world to win all the belts. Like, all the tag team belts. So their goal this week was to win... they wanted to defeat the Mexican Tag Team Champions of the World.
Right, which I was confused
The Mexican
by.
Tag Team Champions.
Yeah, I was confused. I was like, wow, I can't believe CMLL or, like, AAA, like, let them just take the belts. And then you said it was, like, Conan.
Of course,
like,
it was The Crash, which is actually where somebody died last couple of years.
It was where Pero Aguayo Jr. died.
Conan was there.
That was awful. I had not seen the clip of it, but I'd watched the documentary on Lucha Libre because I was searching for Lucha Underground on Netflix. It's not out yet, by the way, guys. But Pero Aguayo, like, his dad, Pero Aguayo Sr., was in WWF. He was actually in the 92 Rumble. There was, like,
one when all the luchas were in.
Yeah, like, all these, like, random luchas came in, and his dad had, like, awesome white boots. But yeah, he seemed like a cool guy. He was, like, in that documentary, and then they kind of, like, swung back on him, and, like, geez, like, this, like, just doing, like, a random...
It was a freak accident, was it?
Yeah, not even like, oh, he did a flip and landed on his face. It was just like a classic, like, ooh, I tripped and hit the rope, which they must do a bazillion times, you know?
Yep.
Yeah, sucks. I'm sorry.
No,
Expedition of Gold.
I mean, Conan was back on TV. Oh. Conan, by the way, who was offered Kendall Jenner...
Yes.
A spot in the NWO Wolfpack because,
you know,
she was wearing...
as you've like raged about several times about celebrities, out of touch celebrities wearing like metal shirts. She was wearing an NWO Wolfpack sweatshirt to a fashion show.
That's a new thing. It's now wrestling shirts.
Conan has offered her a spot in the stable.
Well, I gotta tell you, if you're black and red, maybe NWO black and white is for life, but black and red is forever.
So they had the expedition for gold, where they. Like, I got all amped, because, they're like, oh, they're looking for Seacosis and Super Crazy. So I'm like, this is going to be like ECW One Night Stand all over again.
Yeah, it was.
And then it proceeded to be a bunch of highlight clips in a basketball gym in, like, the equivalent of Ring of Honor in Mexico.
Yeah.
And I had no idea what was going on. But eventually, the Hardys did win.
Yeah, they didn't show the whole match, which I was disappointed
about. No, it was just, like, clips. Yeah. And they had to blur out the referee, because the referee works for Lucha Underground.
That's
hilarious.
And
Lucha sued, or was going to sue. Oh,
really?
It was like a cease and desist order, so they had to blur out the referee's face. But my theory is, so they're going to some other indie next week, Mid-Atlantic Wrestling, I want to say something. I forget now.
That's the thing. Like
my idea is, because there were rumors, you know, that the McMahons were interested in Mr. Hardy.
Oh, really?
So my theory is that this is going to end up like a Brian Pillman situation or like an Aces and Eights type thing.
Yeah.
Where they're like going to somehow swing some deal to get on WWE and just not go back. They're going to just have contracts, and then the new owners, whatever their names are, with TNA are just gonna be like, oh, like what Pillman did to how he like talked Bischoff into letting him go on WWE, and then he's like, by the way, I have a contract now.
By the way,
or ECW, whichever one it was at the point.
Yeah, he was in ECW.
He was in all three, but I can't remember which one. How he screwed Bischoff over.
Well, he got dropped from WCW and he went to ECW.
No, but he screwed Bischoff by not signing a contract or something, and he signed one with ECW. So
I respect you, Booker Mahan.
One of the greatest promos of all time. But anyway, we digress.
Yeah,
so anyway, that's my theory about what's going to happen with the Hardys. I also want to point out that TNA is literally all couples at this point. Like I counted, and it's not like, oh, yeah, because Cody and Brandy are there now. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. At least 8, not kayfabe, real-life couples in TNA
friends.
Now. So you have the Rhodeses. You have Madison Rayne, who's now married to Josh Matthews.
Wow.
Eddie Edwards and Alexis. I don't know how to pronounce that, her kayfabe last name, Navia, whatever. Davey Richards and Angelina Love. Braxton and Cherry Bomb. Again, I don't remember her TNA name.
I don't either.
Jade and Kingston, not married, but they're a couple.
Yes.
The Hardys, Rebe and Matt, and then Maria and Michael Bennett. Mike Bennett.
And then like, Jeff and the Creatures.
Sorry, and then Jeff and his Creatures. That's like unbelievable.
It's pretty ridiculous. I mean, I guess you have to stay. I don't know. Like, I like what TNA is doing. I like the Hardys, right? And I like what they're doing, but I think the rest of the show is kind of like, you know, like they're not really. Like, because I love Moose, and then, like, we were talking about it, like, it's just not working over there.
Decay's awesome, but I feel like Decay's on the downside at this point, because they have their, like, big run.
Yeah.
When Brandy is pinning Rosemary,
that's
kind of lame.
We were also saying Brandy's the prettiest person that's ever been in a wrestling ring. It's, like, absurd.
Just about.
She'd be, like, against the rules.
And, what was else? Eddie Kingston gets pinned cleanly by Bromance guy. What's his name?
Oh, yeah.
And not even the funny one. Jesse Godders.
Jesse Godders.
Yeah. It's just like, why are you doing this still?
The guy from Big Brother After Dark.
And then the main event is still like Richards and Edwards at the... Again, this is like one of those things where...
The main event is still like EC3. It's some combination.
EC3's out right now, but...
But it's some combination Lashley and...
Lashley's been there for like 8 years, and I'm still bored by him.
Whatever,
like, just in TNA.
Bobby Lashley is like extremely muscly. I'm a body guy.
Him and Cena, your ultimate tag team versus War Machine.
That would be
there. You go.
Team, oh my god!
All right, so that's our wrestling. We'll cease with the wrestling for this week.
Yeah, but anyway, the end of it was essentially the Hardys went to Mexico.
They won the Mexican tag titles.
Won the Mexican.
They duped Conan. Title. Conan was back on your televisions again.
Conan's looking
like a Cuban Paul Heyman.
Looking like a scumbag, saying that we got to make these these knockoff Hardy shirts and sell them.
That's
right
hilarious.
Away.
You can't watch the Hardy stuff at this point and just not laugh.
No, it's
like, so good.
I like that they got guys like him into it because he's like a good.
Especially because he's a very contentious history with TNA.
That's true. Yes, but also like with Conan is like he's a legitimately good, like wrestling promo guy. Like
to live and die in LAX.
LAX, but I mean even like go to WCW, the Filthy Animals. Like he was hilarious.
Oh, he's great. Yeah, and even when he's kind of broken down, but like he can still talk.
Yeah.
All right.
So let's go back to the music now. Again, if you want to call in here, 855-915-9636, 781-350-3264. We're going to play some brand new, Travel Amygdala, who will be playing RPM Fest. And yeah. I'll get this out of the way real quick, too. But there was a new round of RPM Fest bands announced. We mentioned them along with a few others last week. This week, it has been announced that The Damage, Roadhorse, Sonic Pulse, Seven Spires, One Ton Tommy Gun, Texas Toast Chainsaw Massacre, Angora, Lobotomobile, and Grave Knight will all be playing. August 25th to the 27th. Go.
Yeah, you should go. And we got a bigger tent this year.
Here's literally brand new music out last night, put out last night by Travel Amygdala. This is Hollow. You're listening to Unbrutal Brunch, WMFO, 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.
New music, org. Music. New.
Yeah. Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Welcome back to Brutal Brunch on WMFO, Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. You just heard the latest from the band Funeral Attire. That was Flowers off a split that they put out with I Dreamt the Sea, a band from New York. Before that, you heard brand new stuff from The Sky is the Curse. That was called Ghost off the album Echoes of the Dying Light, which just came out yesterday. As did a song called Hollow by the band Travel Amygdala, which is from their upcoming EP called Regeneration.
New music.
You can only hear it first. I guarantee nobody else heard that This Guy's Curse
fresh
song. We once broke. Never mind. One day when they're doing stadium tours on like Hellfest, we'll be like, we broke that band.
We broke
played
it
first.
We did it
in Medford, Massachusetts, just like Nirvana was first played in
That's
Boston.
Right. Just like
and U2 and Scorch Found Effect Machine. All right, if you want to call it, numbers here 855-905-963-6781 350. 3264 and ready for one of our biggest highlights of the show.
Yeah.
Welcome to This Week in Metal History.
Hey, it's me, Scorch. You're listening to Drink of the Morning Buzz.
This is me. It's Metal History, February 12th through the 18th.
stuff that I found, especially with our new, like, condensed extreme hour of metal as opposed to, like, a two-hour odyssey of metal and punk. It's going to be, like, right to the face. February 12th, 1982, Iron Maiden releases their hit single, Run to the Hills, as the greatest song ever written. Mm. Go play. Man, how do you feel about Iron Maiden?
I don't hate them as much as other bands.
All right, great.
And they're going to be a sweet tour this year with Ghost.
It is going to be a good tour.
That's like the most unbelievably theatrical tour of all time.
I was going to say, like, that's an interesting... I was trying to put it together. Like, that's an interesting lineup. But it makes sense. Like, the more
it kind of does. Ghost is so good, man. Especially live.
I'm excited to see Ghost. February 12th, 2016. I had to stretch for you people to find a power metal song this week. But I got to tell you, I did. Holy Grail releases their album Times of Pride and Peril. A Holy Grail and newish power metal band formed in 2008. I listened to a lot of this album while making this list.
In between your Overkill and Creator?
When I wasn't listening to Creator, Satan is Real, which I listened to on a 24-hour loop. It's a really good album. This is Crystal King off of... Pride and Peril from your boys Holy Grail from the West Coast. I'm gonna let it play a little bit. Can you turn on the bed?
Ooh! That's power metal for you.
You like that?
Mm. I've heard this riff before.
Makes me want to get on my steed and kill a dragon.
There it is.
So awesome. We'll come back to that while Matt's reading the concert calendar. February 15th, 2011, American deathcore band Dr. Acula.
Uh-oh.
Get it?
No.
Get it, Dr. Acula? Dr. Acula releases their fourth studio album, Slander. Dr. Acula formed in 2005, basically based off a Mitch Hedberg joke.
I was going to say, isn't that a Mitch Hedberg joke?
It is. Mitch Hedberg said, I went to see a... I'll see if I can do a Mitch Hedberg impression.
You should have grabbed the clip. I have.
R.I.P.
Wait,
do you have the clip?
Stand by. Keep going. I'll see if I have this.
Anyway, it's a quote from Mitch Hedberg. Dr. Acula is kind of a fun band. They're no longer around, but they had a reunion in 2015. They use a lot of like clips in their songs, like a lot of movie clips, a lot of TV clips. So this is... what is this? This is Welcome to Camp Nightmare, which I know you're going to like, Matt, because it features a quote from Jason Friday the 13th Part 6, Jason Lives.
The best one.
And then it's a deathcore song about murder.
We better turn around. Is it Wherever the Red Dot Goes?
No. I've seen enough horror movies to know any weirdo wearing a mask is never friendly.
I love it.
Yeah, so very deathcore.
Love it.
Extremely deathcore. Good clip. What do you feel about that installment of the Friday the 13th franchise?
It's the best one. I've preached this
Part
forever.
Six. Yeah,
it's the best one.
It is a good one.
The only one without nudity, and it's the best one.
Yeah, I don't know. I need my nudity in my Friday the 13th movies. I need my nudity in all my horror movies, actually, now that I think about it. All right, let's wrap it up. February 16th, 1990, Death releases their album Spiritual Healing. Death, an extremely influential band.
There'd be no Brutal Brunch if there were no Death.
There would be no Brutal Brunch if this band didn't exist. A lot of people credit the lead singer Chuck Schuldiner, which I'm going to pronounce wrong every time, for like essentially creating that like growling death metal style. Mm-hmm. Like the whole genre death metal could be named after the band Death, although there's some debate about that. Because I think our like Nordic brothers and sisters say like, no, like folk singers would sing like this, like in the 1800s or something. I'm not going to get into an argument with that. So off of Spiritual Healing was like a big change for Death. They got kind of away from their lyrics that were just mostly about gore and violence. And they started to get into some lyrics that were about social commentary and satire. This is their song Low Life off of their 1990 release of Spiritual Healing. Yeah. That's gonna do it for this week's in metal history.
Perfect. Hey, we got the power metal, we got death metal, and the deathcore.
We got deathcore. We got a Jason clip. We got a clip from Friday the 13th. And we're going to go back to power metal for the concert list. But thank you. Thank you for your time.
All right. So now for this week in metal, like as in the present day, here's your Brutal Brunch concert list. A bunch of shows that you can see across the state. A bunch of metal shows starting tonight. This is a packed week, and especially today. At the Palladium, it's Lordi with Attraction and Tragedy. Ralph's has Faces of Bayonne, Humanoids, Worshipper, and Scissor Fight. Talk about a night in Worcester. Holy crap.
That's good.
That's good. O'Brien's Pub is Burnham Wood, Leather Lung, and Concilium. And then, are you ready? If I didn't have a race tomorrow, we'd be going to this show. At Royale, Mayhem performing The Mysterious Dom Satanus
in its entirety
with Inquisition and Black Anvil. Crossroads Cafe, which is in Pittsfield, has Leeway, 1,000 Drops of Venom, Gator King, and Goblet. 13th Floor Music Lounge has The Days Ahead, As Misery Fades, Vanity Strikes, Ascent Like Wolves, Forgetting Fame. Monday, the 20th, at Bright Music Hall, Max and Igor Cavalera return to Roots. That is their
Bootleg Sepultura
tour with Immolation, Fuming Mouth, and Full of Hell. Tuesday at Once. This is crazy. So, you know, there's like always Battle of the Bands to get on Warped Tour or Metal Fest in April. There's Wacken Metal Battle USA, which is to get on the Wacken Festival, which is like quadruple the size of anything over here.
Now we're playing Dave Mysterious Adonis in the back.
There it is. Yeah, this is Boston Round 1 with Coffin Birth, Skullhammer, and Swarm of Eyes. Wednesday, the 22nd, at Bright Music Hall, The Noise presents Metal Blade's 35th Anniversary Tour with Whitechapel, Cattle Decapitation, Necromancing the Stone, Goatcore, and Elysian. I guess they did not break up. That's one hell of a lineup, too.
That's a good lineup,
O'Brien's Pub the same night has Withered, Immortal Bird, Upheaval, Gru, and Suffer on Acid. That's for you. Gru and Upheaval.
Yeah, that's also good.
Thursday, again, Worcester. In the Palladium, Silent Planet, Everything with Sound Tour with Hail the Sun, Dayseeker, Ghost Key, and Eyes on Satellites. Ralph's, It's Metal Thursday with Muirt, Belial, Brazen Gate, and Servants. Friday at the Palladium, it's the Breakthrough Music Presents Battle for Metal Fest 2017, Round 1. The only two bands that have been announced so far, from what I could tell, are Rose of Sharon and Destiny Never Dies. I'm sure there will be more. At Ralph's, it's Osmosis, an Aussie cover band, Buzzard Canyon and Overgrowth, and Great Scott has Actor Observer, Energy, and Party Wolf. That is your concert calendar
party
for the week.
Party Wolf, Party Wolf, Party Wolf, Party
Wolf. Throwing it back to Matt over here if he can collect himself for the Black Metal
party
Song
wolf,
of the
party
Week.
Party Wolf, Party Wolf. Black Metal Song of the Week, as we discussed earlier, is a Massachusetts band with a new album coming out March 1st. It's Plagues. Their album, The Great Devotion, is coming out in
The Great Dark Devotion.
The Great Dark Devotion, excuse me. It's not Cult of Me. You can get it digitally or on cassette on their Bandcamp. The digital version costs $6.66 because it's awesome. I actually might get the cassette version. This week's Black Metal Song of the Week is Hell off of The Great Dark Devotion by Plagues from right here.
There it is.
Enjoy.
It was a nice 10 and a half minute epic from the band Rosamov. That is the first track from their upcoming EP, which you can pick up on March 3rd, called This Mortal Road. And that was the title track off that EP. And you can see those guys at Orion's Pub on March 3rd.
So heavy, I couldn't even stand up.
So good. So sludgy and doomy. Oh, love it. Before that was our black metal song of the week, Plagues with Hell off the Great Dark Devotion. And now it is time for Brutal or Not Brutal.
Rapid fire, hot takes.
All right. So we basically go through topics of the week and tell you if it's brutal or not brutal. So first of all, again, we always try to do some metal-related stuff. I didn't watch the Grammys. Did you watch the Grammys?
Absolutely not.
All right. But apparently Metallica and Lady Gaga performed together.
I saw she fell down. That's what I saw. She tripped. She tripped on a wire. That's all I saw on Twitter. She was walking, she was strutting, and she tripped on a guitar wire.
Mike, did you watch the Grammys?
I saw that, and Hatfield Mike was off.
Yeah, that's what I
in the first part of it, he was livid.
I saw the producers had to apologize. So that was a whole disaster then.
Somebody lost their job.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, they only spent $40 billion on that show. Like, how could the mic be off?
Crazy.
It's absurd.
So I
didn't see it. What song did they do? Moth of the like new song.
Well, she got like the fake tattoo of a moth of flame.
Boss. I got one of those on my lower back.
Does it match hers?
Now it does.
All right, so I guess we're gonna sum up then.
Not they're, brutal. They're bad. Grammys are stupid.
Danbury, Connecticut is more brutal.
So, staying in metal.
Except Mustaine won, and I was happy.
That was awful.
I was happy that you were
disgrace.
Mad. I literally
what
sent
a
that.
Joke.
Email to you, and I'm like, I turn to Maggie, I'm like, Matt's gonna be so mad that Megadeth won.
Ugh. All right. Staying metal, your man's Tim Lambesis, formerly as the Christian metal band As I Lay Dying.
Yeah, my man.
Whose members went on to form the band Woven War. But so for those of you who don't know, he was in jail. He was sentenced to 6 years in jail, I believe.
Six, yeah.
For attempting to contract a hit on his wife.
Conspiracy, attempt.
So again, just keep in mind that he wanted to murder his wife.
Yes.
He's out on jail. He may or may not be growing man boobs because the jail would not provide him with the right hormones to cycle off his steroids.
It seems like he is because he's suing the jail.
He's suing the jail. And he's getting married.
He is getting married. And he's only been out for like a couple months. Like, how is he so fast? You must have met him in jail.
Unbelievable. So is that brutal or not brutal?
Not brutal, man. Don't contract to murder your wife.
And then why would you marry this man?
Don't do
not
it.
Not brutal, you know.
I don't know. Was that lady who was going to marry Charles Manson to, like, get his corpse so they could display it or whatever?
Yeah, I don't even know.
Love is dead.
Unbelievable. I guess, though, you'd have to say that's kind of metal. But your boy Claude, we talked about him being fired last week. And then, like, about 2 days later...
Yeah.
He gets hired by the Montreal Canadiens, who promptly fired Michel Therrien for the second time to replace him with Claude Julien, Bleu, Blanc, et Rouge.
Is that the same
exact.
Therrien was the coach, and then Claude was the coach?
Yes. And the reason that they only have like two coaches to choose from is because they have to speak French.
You have to speak French. That's so stupid. What about the players? Do you have to speak French as a player, or just the staff?
Just the coach. Or, I mean, I'm saying like the front office, too. But
to talk to the media, basically?
Yeah, basically, and because of nationalism. Basically,
that's dumb. Montreal's a beautiful place, but I hate the Canadians.
So, your thoughts on Claude? See, I think this is kind of brutal. Then he went, Claude?
Yeah, it's a good move for Claude. I'm glad that Claude's making money and he's going to be a good coach over there.
It's just hilarious, too.
It's just stupid. I just don't understand what the front office of the Bruins is doing still.
Nobody does. They don't.
But it's like, it was time. Enough was enough. It's time for a change, but I don't know if they're doing it the right way.
So, I'm going to say brutal for Claude.
Yeah, brutal for Claude.
They're real brutal.
Finally, another one of your boys, Kim Jong-nam.
He is my boy. Apparently, R.I.P. in heaven.
Was chilling in Malaysia after he got rejected from Tokyo Disneyland 10 years ago with a fake passport. But anyway, he got assassinated.
He did.
By women who thought they were part of a comedy prank, which would have almost been better if he was assassinated by a woman unironically wearing an LOL t-shirt.
Yeah.
But apparently, no, she thought she was part of a comedy show. And
she
got murdered with a spray bottle to the face. Yeah, she was told, her story is that, I thought I was in a comedy thing, like, this is what we do, we spray water in guys' faces as, like, a prank. But apparently this water was loaded with poison.
I didn't know that part of the story.
That's, like, the most recent news.
That is brutal. So mind games on that lady, then. She was, like, tricked into being an assassin. Like,
yeah, because she's Indonesia, I believe.
Jeez Louise.
Like, she wasn't from North Korea.
Jesus Christ.
So I'm just going to go ahead and make an executive decision.
Yeah.
It's the most brutal thing ever.
Holy crap.
All right, so that wraps up.
Well, didn't he kill his uncle with, like, a meeting Kim Jong-un? Didn't he shoot his uncle with, like, an anti-air gun?
Yes. They, like, blew him up with craziness.
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to get out of here. That was Brutal Not Brutal. We will be back same time, same place next week. And stay tuned for Mike on the Mic. You can check us out on Facebook, Brutal Brunch Radio, for the full playlist. And we're going to end things with some brand new music from the band Replikire called Horse Dance. This is off their band Do Not Deviate, which is out March 17th. This is Brutal Not Brutal. We'll see you next week. Until then, stay brutal.